Greetings from PIMS 18 in Las Vegas. I'm Roberta Mullen reporting for Healthcare Now Radio. I'm talking to Stephanie Crabb, co-founder and principal of Immersive Healthcare. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm great, Roberta. How are you?
Great. How's the show going for you? It actually hasn't started.
It has not started yet, but I'm already feeling a bit tired.
I'm not sure that's very good, but... First of all, can you tell us a little bit about Immersive Healthcare?
Sure. My co-founder, Dan Rounds, and I founded the company in June of 2014 as a healthcare data lifecycle consulting and advisory services firm. We had worked together in two predecessor companies over two decades and had been really watching the data landscape in healthcare change dramatically. And it wasn't just the electronic health record. Dan's background is in interoperability. And so we saw things that were happening in that space. And then we also just saw exciting things happening with what organizations wanted to do with data. And then clearly reform started to contribute to those requirements as well. And so we started the company with a firm and clear focus on the data lifecycle in healthcare. So we have four practice areas: a data governance practice, where we help organizations design, develop, implement, evolve their data governance programs. We have a data management practice, which is sort of all of the technical work that we do to prepare data and work with data to make sure it's fit for its purpose. We have an analytics practice, which is really focused around strategy. And then, of course, we have a data protection practice, because you can't play in the data space if you don't really appreciate and respect and care and feed protection, so privacy and security.
So I understand that you were co-writers of the survey for AHIMA's information governance study. Is that correct?
So we were the sponsors of that study. We've been working with AHIMA since 2015, when they put out an RFP looking for organizations to support the development of their information governance adoption model and help them really evolve their strategy around information governance to the market. So we competed in that RFP process, and then were selected and have been working with AHIMA now. Gosh, I can't believe it's been 3 years. So we've actually seen and worked with AHIMA collaboratively on the actual adoption model itself, the content of that framework. We've worked with them on the development of IG Health Rate, which is the platform and assessment platform that they use to evaluate organizations' readiness and maturity with information governance. We actually built that software for them and host that platform for them. And then we continue to be just advisory and thought leader partners with them. And so this survey of 2017 was the product of really trying to determine the state of the union, sort of the state of the industry's adoption with IG.
And tell us, just give us a brief overview of why it is important that we should be still talking about information governance.
Well, you know, because our consumers, and that's everybody in the spectrum, you know, we used to think about our consumers of healthcare data and information pretty exclusively around clinicians and finance and quality, right? And they still are our biggest consumers. But now that constituency of consumers has grown, everybody, whether it's an HR executive or a compliance executive or a supply chain executive or janitorial services, has an expectation that we have better information, we have better data, and that we should be putting that to use to improve performance in our practice area, our service line, wherever that is. So we're still talking about it because, A, there's more of it than ever. Two, we have more people that want a piece of it in order to put it into action than ever. As we can just see from being here at HIMSS, there are 311 new vendors, first-time vendors, you know, this year. And I think 404 of the 1,300 vendors claim to play in this sort of analytics space. And so, you know, with that demographic, it just goes to show you that the appetite for analytics and information is very, very high. And somehow we need to continue to figure out how we get from here to there.
So in your crystal ball, are we moving in the right direction with analytics in healthcare?
Sure. I think we're moving in the right direction. Listen, I think as a company, we're so excited to see some of the innovation that's happening. First of all, I think we recognize, I think our organizations realize and recognize, and they view IT as the group responsible for creating this infrastructure for data and information, the care and feeding of that. Our IT professionals, I think, want to excel in that space. That's part of what brings them here and to take a look at the things that are happening. They understand that from an analytics perspective, there's so much more to know. There's so much more to apply. The hard part is figuring out what data and information matters. Because traditionally, right, we've been hoarders of data. The electronic health record has given us sort of the opportunity to more easily hoard stuff, not in stacks of banker's boxes in a warehouse somewhere, but more at our fingertips. So the challenge with the analytics, trying to crack the code on what's usable, what's meaningful. We're still in this learning phase, but there have been some really promising things that are happening in population health and precision medicine and new treatments and new breakthroughs that how can we not continue down this path in earnest and grow those capabilities, you know, in our organizations, small and large?
Well, I think there's a lot of data out there, and I think the analytics is just, time will tell. You know, I believe we're in the right direction because everybody's looking for a solution, which is good.
I think, what we see when we think about our customers, our consumers, I think what we see is that they have more questions. They're asking more questions. There's more curiosity. They, in fact, one of the challenges is they don't just ask one person the question. They ask five people the same question, and they get, right now, sometimes five different answers back. But I think that's a good sign. The good sign is that there's curiosity amongst our consumers. What we need to do is create the data architecture, the infrastructure, the technological nuts and bolts, and then marry that to more educated consumers. And that is helping drive data literacy and information literacy, you know, in our consumers, encouraging them to continue to be curious and also skeptical. You know, right. Part of the value of data is not just taking it and accepting it at face value, which has been so much of what we see today, but actually encouraging skepticism and challenging of that information. And I think that that's where we see the evolution of measures and the development of measures, not just those that are set federally or by our states, but those things that organizations are doing themselves within their own programs, their own quality measures, their own performance measures, continuing to help them connect the dots to what those things are. And analytics is the way to get there.
Stephanie, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's great to see you, Roberta. Hope to see you again.
This has been another HIMSS highlight, and thank you for joining us.